Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight we're going to be discussing the IWA, which has a big show in Sydney, Ohio. Actually, two big shows this Friday and Saturday night in Sydney, Ohio. And tonight we're going to be talking to the promoter of these shows. And very possibly some of the superstars that will be appearing on these shows. So if hopefully when somebody calls in and presses one and comes on the air, we will be able to talk about this show. I know a little bit of information. These shows will feature TNA superstar Abyss will be at least one of these shows. Also, legendary manager, WWE Hall of Famer, and manager of the Four Horsemen, J.J. Dillon, will be at one of these shows. So hopefully the promoter, head booker, whatever he is, whoever he is, will, who I only know as DJ, because I've only had very limited interaction with him, or any of the superstars involved in the show will call in, press one if they want to talk, and we will have a discussion about what all can be expected on this show, or these shows, I should say. Usually when I want to talk about shows, I usually only talk about one show, so having more than one show to talk about kind of throwing me off my game a little bit. And I know there's probably some people out there listening saying I'm almost always off my game, but that's neither here nor there. So I know one of the, ladies and gentlemen, one of the superstars that I know will be in at this show, and he's been a guest before on this show, and he just happens to be a Guinness Book of World Record holder, Lightning Tim Lutz. Welcome to Matt Chat.
Lightning Tim Lutz is back. I'm ready for these IWA shows because I've got a little bit of information about what's going on.
Well, since I'm kind of in the dark, why don't you let the listeners in on what's going on with these shows?
Well, as you said, we got the Friday night. What was that?
I didn't say anything.
All right. Well, you got the Friday night, you got the Saturday night show. Friday night, I'm going to be in an 8-man tournament the vacant IWA Heavyweight Championship on the line. Guys from New York, all over Ohio. They're got a guy from Pennsylvania, but it's not going to matter because by the end of the night, I'm going to have the IWA Heavyweight Championship around my waist.
I see, as usual, you don't lack confidence at all.
Never have.
No, you have not. Not in the 12 years that I've known you, and that's one of your better qualities.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do you know about these shows?
You got a lot of young talent. Of course, you got the Hall of Famer, J.J. Dillon. You got Tanu taking on Abyss on Saturday night. Gavin Glass from New York, I'm excited to see him. But if he comes up against me in the tournament, things aren't going to go well for him. Got Sonny Vice, I believe he's out of Pennsylvania. And a lot of the top names around Ohio there as well. I know already announced you're going to see Eric Fallen taking on Super Zeta on Saturday. All this is happening at the VFW Hall, Sydney, Ohio. I believe that's exit 92 on I-75.
That's a ways up there.
It is. but it's definitely going to be worth it, man. So I'll tell you that.
So you actually put me in contact with my supposed guest tonight.
I did. He can't exactly talk right now.
I saw that he had a
dental operation today. I don't know why he did that on the day that he was going to be on Matt Chat. He will be there Friday and Saturday.
Well, you know, I hope he gets better. I know how those things can happen, and I know how those things can pop up on you, and like I said, I hope he feels better, and I hope that it's a great 2 days. You know, since I've got you on the show, and we've pretty much covered that show, I do want to mention something about you, because I kind of touched on it there. I just want to say, 6 years and a few days ago, you and five other guys set a Guinness Book of World Record for the longest match in professional wrestling history. So congratulations on 6 years.
Thank you very much.
You know, there's another guy running around calling himself the King of Dayton, but I'm the King of Sydney. You know,
not gonna start using that, but I'm gonna prove that once again this weekend.
You know, there is a guy going around calling himself the King of Dayton, and honestly, if you know, that's actually one match that I don't think I've ever seen.
Well, it's happened four times.
I'm not sure it's ever happened.
Unless my counting is wrong,
King
that's happened four times.
Versus the King of Dayton. I would be a very happy person.
Yeah, it hasn't happened in a while, but definitely about due for it to happen again.
So, just throwing this out there, and I know he's not listening, but Jake Crisp. I think that would be a match that the fans would.
I got the nickname wrong then.
What's that?
I was wrong about that. For a minute, I was thinking it was Dave. I've had four matches with Dave. Never stepped in the ring with Jake.
Oh.
And see, that's what I get for getting the match chat invitation 5 minutes before I go on.
Well, you know, I believe you may actually be right. It may be Dave. But, you know.
Either way.
Either way, honestly, the brothers Chris, either one of you, I would love to see take on Lightning Tim Woods. But,
okay,
so,
yeah.
You haven't been on the show in a while. What else has been going on in your life, in your career?
Oh, let's see. Back at LSC, won't be there in December, but you can catch me there every other month. Not every month, but December. But definitely check out the show at the Warren County Fairgrounds next month. Be in action in Crave in January. The IWA's planning on big things after this weekend. You know, I'm going to be a part of that.
I wouldn't expect anything less. So, well, you know, I hate to cut this short because
I'm sure there's other listeners that want to press one to get in, right?
Actually, surprisingly, somebody just did, and I know this number very well.
Please don't let it pop you on again.
Do what?
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Timmy.
Hi.
All right, well, rather than let you cut this short.
I was just saying good things about you.
Yeah, right. Rather than cut this short, and I know you had only planned on speaking about the IWA, but there are also two big local shows going on this week as well. One of them is the NWF returns to Bone Crushers this Wednesday night. Bell time is 8 p.m. for the Thanksgiving Eve tradition. And on this night, you are going to see none other than Justin Lane take on the big swinger, Jake, in a turkey suit match. Talk about what could be a very overstuffed turkey, regardless of who loses that match. And then this Saturday night, November the 26th, sorry, I know you're not going to be able to make it, Tim. It would be great to see you there. The NWF returns to the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio, for their 21st anniversary show, NWF Dominus, where it is just, the car is absolutely huge for that night. Our special VIP fans get in a half hour earlier, and then we treated to two bonus matches. Also on that night, former NWF superstar Austin Meddler gets inducted into the NWF Hall of Fame. We've also, and I really want to stress this, all of our raffles for the month of November, all of the proceeds from the raffles, as well as the bake sale that we're having this Saturday night, go to support MS Research. Check out the Bachman Body Slam. We've also got T-shirts for sale for that as well, with all the money going to MS Research. So come join us in Fairfield on Saturday night and check out the NWF on Thanksgiving Eve, since the WWE doesn't run Thanksgiving Eve anymore, for an exciting night of wrestling action.
Yes, if you can check out either of those shows on Saturday or check out the NWF show
Wednesday night.
This Wednesday night.
And the IWA show on Friday.
And the IWA show on Friday for sure. Those will be three excellent shows to check out. And if you're really good, you could check out all three shows.
That's true.
Well, Saturday would be tough.
Saturday would be tough, but it would not be impossible.
No, Saturday will not be tough. No tough Saturday. No.
Difficult.
Difficult we'll deal with.
Saturday would be difficult to check out those shows, but definitely make sure you check out the IWA Friday night. And come join the NWF on Wednesday night and check one of us out on Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Whatever you do, hashtag support indie wrestling.
Exactly.
Hey, you took the words right out of my mouth, which is very hard to do.
Hashtag and everything?
Hashtag and everything.
All right.
On behalf
okay.
of the House of Science, we wish Lightning Tim Lutz the best of luck in this tournament.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And on behalf of myself and Matt Chat, I also wish Lightning Tim Lutz the best of luck in this tournament. So far, you sound like the odds-on favorite to win. I'll have to do a little bit of research on your on the other tournament entrants.
It's not going to matter. I haven't even looked myself.
Well, like I said, I figure you're the odds-on favorite to win.
That confidence is part of what makes such an invaluable member of the House of Simon. Not at all. I don't have to suck up to people.
So anybody else out there?
One. Since you are two valued guests, somewhat frequent guests, review. I am actually going to cut tonight short because of the scheduling conflict that occurred and the lack of preparedness for a backup. I know I'm going to hear that here in a few minutes. So I am going to let you both go. And I'm going to say once again, thank you both for being on the show.
And as
night.
Always, thank you for having me. And I'll
Absolutely.
See you Friday and Saturday night.
And I want to thank my guests for being on the show, Lightning Tim Lutz, and the NWS tally. And as they both said, NWF Wednesday night at Bone Crushers, IWA Friday and Saturday night at the VFW Hall in Sydney, Ohio, NWF at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio, also Saturday night. Check out as many of those shows as you possibly can. And also, as they both said, hashtag support indie wrestling. You know, I guess that's all for me. That's all I've got. So for myself and for Matt Chet, good night, everybody. Next week, I do believe The Last Outlaw will be my guest. I have to confirm that later this week, but that announcement will be made shortly, and I will post that as soon as I know for sure. So, good night, everybody.